I'm Sylvia Burgos Toffness, and this is Deep Roots Radio. Every week, my guests help us connect the dots between what we eat and how it's grown, because every single food dollar we spend either protects or degrades the environment, produces foods with high nutrition or empty calories, and either helps pay a fair wage or keeps farm workers among the working poor. We get to make that choice every time we push a cart through the grocery store, visit the farmer's market, and eat at a restaurant. I hope you enjoy this interview.
We started our farm, Bulbrook Keep, with the idea of using it as a teaching platform. But lots of farmers enter into that whole idea of visitors on the farm after they've already been producers. And they're wondering, how do I get people to come and enjoy this place, perhaps get involved in a pick-your-own, you know, raspberry activity or apples? How do I get involved in this thing called agricultural tourism? And we have with us this morning, Dave Corbett, someone who is very intimately involved in Wisconsin agricultural tourism, and that is Sheila Everhart, who is the president of the Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Board. Morning, Sheila. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fabulous. And good morning to our listeners in Avery, Turtle Lake, Polk County, and our Northwest regional area. So glad you're listening to us today.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And you're at home in Janesville Township down in Rock County?
Yes, ma'am.
Where your husband, Dennis, and your son, Matthew, and you run a 1,000-acre farm for beef cattle, corn and soybeans. So I hope things are going well there, too.
And today is our first cut of hay. Yes.
Oh, good for you. Good. Well, Sheila, you've been involved in teaching and school administration, marketing and public relations over the years, as well as your agricultural background. When it comes to agricultural tourism, can you help us a little bit? Let's go back a little bit. I know some people are tuning in for the first time. What is agricultural tourism, and what is the Tourism Association?
Sure, thank you. So first of all, some key words about agricultural tourism. It refers to activities conducted on private agricultural lands. Private agricultural lands. And agricultural tourism is a commercial enterprise at a working farm conducted for the enjoyment of visitors that generates supplemental incomes for the owners. So key words there for our listeners and farmers interested in becoming agricultural tourism businesses: private agricultural lands and working farms. And Wisconsin is so unique to offer agricultural tourism opportunities because our core strength is the beauty of our scenic locations and our iconic food experiences that we have in Wisconsin, because of our farm producers and agricultural tourism. So, you know, question is, what does agricultural tourism look like? Well, we have an association called the Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association that is a member organization that bring together producers, farmers, bakers, cheesemakers, sausage makers, wineries, distilleries, just a multitude of producers that come together to work with education, growth, advocacy, and cross-marketing of our agricultural tourism opportunities. So we have many, many opportunities for agricultural tourism. And what do those activities look like? Education, school tours, garden tours, winery tours, agricultural tours, exotic animal farms, microbreweries, wineries. You can do things like on-farm sales, roadside stands, U-Pick operations. You can also do like fishing. You can do farm stays. You can do clay bird shooting, off-road vehicle events, and then you can have like bed and breakfast, farm stays, hotels, or youth hostels. So the activities are endless on
Wow.
private agricultural working farms.
You know, Sheila, you just went through that very long list, and you brought up some activities that I hadn't even thought about. That whole notion of youth hostels, clay pigeon shooting, off-road vehicles, as well as the farm stay, which is something that I think we're going to be exploring here. Certainly on my farm, we've got these pasture walks that are kind of key for us, as well as some coming together for tea. So, wow, that is a big, broad list. Now, the size farm that gets involved in agricultural tourism, does it tend to be only small places?
Well, it depends on your operation of your farm. There are large farms in the Green Bay area. Pagos Ponderosa is one of our ag tourism members, with Aaron being on our board of directors. And they're a huge operation, and they have a farm-to-table restaurant that's included in their operation, and beef-fed cattle, and they give people tours, and that's a very large operation. So it all depends on what the actual farm operation looks like and what you want to add to supplement your revenue.
Got it.
And you have to have a personality that you have to like people, and you have to like to get out in the public.
So you've got a farm. And let's say you've been farming for a while. How do you begin to think about what it is that you want to do? You mentioned you have to want to meet with people. But how would you tend to ask people, let's say you're a farmer, what are some of the questions a farmer should start asking themselves about when they look at their farm and they start thinking, gee, I'd like to have visitors here?
The question is, why? Always why? And what do they want to accomplish? What is the goal? And, you know, you have to weigh out, and it is going to take additional work. And you have to make sure that you have the time, the energy, the resources to put it together, and then to sustain what it is you want to do. You have to bring in your team of professionals that will help you along the way, other farmers, members of Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association. You have to bring in your insurance representatives, make sure that you are covered with any type of possible liability that might be out there in bringing guests to the farm. So you have to ask yourself why. And what is the goal? And do I have the time to do this? And right now, a lot of our farm families, because of the tough economic times, some farm family members are working off the farm just to keep ends together, keep the farm working. And so you have to ask yourself, can we fit this into our operation as it currently is, or do we really have to pivot, and maybe some of the things that we're currently doing we don't want to do anymore, and then we'll try something new. You have to ask yourself what it is that makes our farm and our farm family unique. Maybe we grow the best cut flowers in the region, or maybe we have a superior natural honey. Or maybe we want to explore craft brewing. Or maybe we just want to bring folks to the farm and let them experience our fresh vegetables from our garden. Maybe we want to put a pizza oven in and have pizzas on the farm on a Friday night. So you have to ask yourself, what is my passion? And how am I going to take my passion to create an enterprise on private property, our agricultural property, to create a supplemental income.
What these are, this is such an interesting set of questions that you've posed, really critical ones, because I think people, especially when they're at the beginning of their planning, when you're a farmer at the beginning of your planning, you certainly know what it takes, the work that it takes to put in your crop. You're familiar with what it takes to maintain it and to harvest it. Same true if you've got livestock. You become very knowledgeable about the cycle of the year. But when it comes to adding something new, like a agricultural activity that involves visitors, you really do have to plot out and begin to think about how much time is this going to take? How much work is it going to take? Because I know that one of our big activities every year here at Bull Brook Keep has been a Twin Cities Eco Farm Tour, where people are from all over the Minneapolis-St. Paul metro area use a small map and do self-guided tours of over 30 locations in probably a 60 to 80 mile radius from the Twin Cities. And it takes a lot of work to get ready for that tour. It's just one day of the year. But kind of setting it up so that people have an activity that's fun to look at, that there is food samples cooked and readily available, that there is meat ready to be purchased, that all the lawns are beautifully mowed, thanks to my husband, that all of the fences are in good repair, the animals are in a place where they can be moved easily within the view of the visitors. That takes days and days just for one single day. And if you have activities like that on an ongoing basis, that's an awful lot of work. Now, I've never operated a U-Pick where you can go and pick an apple or a strawberry, a blueberry or a raspberry, but I would suspect that kind of operation also takes a lot of work.
So, farmers have to ask themselves, where do I start? And I need to do some homework. And you need to really start at your local level, your local municipality, your local township. First of all, put your ideas, put them down in writing, and then, check your area. What is your regional area? What is the competition out there in your regional area? If you have a great big fall farm pumpkin patch in your area next door down the road 3 miles that has a corn maze, you definitely do not want to put a corn maze 3 miles from a corn maze or a pumpkin patch. What does the market look like? What can you offer that is not being offered? And what makes you unique? Like you just said, Sylvia, you want to collaborate and cooperate with your regional tourism businesses in your area. An agricultural tourism trail, like you just mentioned, a one-day trip or a weekend trip, is the way for 3 to 5 businesses to pull things together, because families want to go on day trips. They don't want to take the big trips. They want to stay more local. So what can 3 to 5 farmers put together for experiences? Going back to starting local, you need to, once your homework's done and you lay out a business plan, your ideas and what it looks like and what it means, and when you're going to operate and when visitors are going to come to your farm, talk to your town clerk and make an appointment with your town chairperson. Know your zoning and know the local town ordinances. And guess what? They differ for each township. There's not uniformity there. And some townships are very small, and they don't have the staff or knowledge regarding agricultural tourism. So they have handed that off to the county level. And there's someone at the county that is dealing with that information. And Wisconsin has 72 counties. And guess what? 72 different ways of solving the local questions.
Wow.
So there is, yes. Although they're trying to create some uniformity, it's unique, and every agricultural business is unique. And, you know, how farmers are looking, what makes me special? Maybe I am going to offer home bakery. Maybe I'm going to offer a home bakery because I make a fabulous cranberry muffins, and they're the talk of the region. So maybe I'm going to have a home bakery business. Well, what does that mean? Well, 72 counties, and 72 counties have different things. And so there's a lot of muddy waters and gray areas. And a young farmer who's just starting out in agricultural tourism needs to ask to see everything in writing and be prepared to ask questions. The question is why, where, and show me.
Boy, you've summed it up so well. You know, it's interesting. Within the last year or so, I spoke to a young farmer who wanted to establish a kind of a campground, kind of a farm B&B kind of thing on his property. He made the investment in putting down cement slabs. He did a lot of work, only to find out that he got pushback from the county on the whole notion of on-farm camping and residences. So your suggestion, your really strong recommendation that you find out things first, boy, that can save a lot of time and heartache and money.
Absolutely. And discouragement.
Yeah.
Don't get gung-ho and run the race and then find out you're in the wrong lane.
Well put. You know, do farmers ever get, I don't know, pushback from other kind of growers in their area about businesses that they're trying to establish, agritourism businesses?
Well, and there's something called agricultural tourism on private agricultural lands. But we also have rural tourism. Rural tourism is resorts, off-site farmers market, nonprofits, leisure and hospitality industries, restaurants, banquet facilities. Now, rural tourism attracts our visitors to the countryside. And so, you know, it has to be where agricultural tourism and rural tourism work together and collaborate for the best of our rural economies. But anytime you have competition, there's fear. Sometimes there's fear that there's not enough pie for everyone at the table. But like I said before, if you work and collaborate and cooperate, and you say, come to our agricultural tourism farm on a working farm, but go have lunch at this very unique rural hospitality restaurant for lunch with local produce, and then go to an agricultural tourism farm for the afternoon, and then go back maybe in the evening for some wine tasting. So you work collaboratively so that we support both agricultural tourism and rural tourism. To support the rural economy.
Yeah, you know, that whole idea of people being afraid that the pie is getting split too many ways as far as competition goes. I guess one of the things I always wonder about, is there a way of making a bigger pie? And you do that through the marketing of whatever it is that you're offering to a wider audience. And also, this collaboration is really, really key.
Absolutely.
We can all do better by cooperating
together
with one another.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Absolutely. Yep.
You know, you spoke earlier about liability and the liability that a farmer needs to be aware of when he or she invite visitors to their farm. Can you talk about that a little bit more and about the liability law that exists in Wisconsin?
Yes. 2013 Wisconsin Act 269 provided liability for agricultural tourism providers in two ways. They provided law that says that the agricultural tourism provider was protected, and it also exempts agricultural tourism provider from liability for a death or injury to a participant in agricultural tourism activity as long as certain conditions were met. So that you have to make sure that your farm is safe. You have to make sure that your farm has the appropriate signage at the entrance of the property to make sure that your visitors know that when they come onto the property, they're assuming the risk inherited with an agricultural tourism activity. So that they know there are animals on the farm and they know that there might be something that they need to stay away from, that the farm has, it's an operating farm and there might be equipment on the farm that is off limits to guests that they're not supposed to be operating because they're not trained to do so. And then working with Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association, we work very closely with the National Farm Medicine Center, and Marsha helps us to make sure that our signage is appropriate for safety and make sure that she does farm walks and helps farmers know, hey, maybe this is needs to be put away or adjusted. This could be a safety hazard. Mm-hmm. And the National Farm Center website that Marsha has a lot of fabulous information on it for our farmers.
All right. So the Wisconsin Ag Tourism Association works with other associations then and agencies on the state level?
Absolutely. So we work very closely with Wisconsin Department of Tourism. We work very closely with UW Extension, and we work very closely with Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, with Lois that also has something special from Wisconsin program.
Right.
So we work closely. We talk about collaboration and cooperation, and we need to model that because Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association wants to work with public policy and to make agricultural tourism stronger across our state every year. And you know, where can our farmers and listeners find more out about WADA and how to become a member? Because really, it's all about knowledge is power, and planning is important. And a best investment for a farmer that a farmer can make who is interested in agricultural tourism is join WADA. It's approximately $10.41 a month. And that's the best investment you can make. Knowledge is power, and collaboration is key.
Yeah, your website, the WADA, and that's WADA stands for Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association, is a really, really informative website for both farmers and for food lovers looking for a place to visit.
Absolutely. We have destinations, and you can find out what is being offered. There's an event page. And you can go in and see who's operational and who's open and who is no longer safe at home and where can you go? Or where can you get this fabulous food and things that they're offering by shopping online? Where can I get my honey? Where can I get my beef? Where can I get my produce? Online shopping.
Oh, you know, there are a number of links on the WADA site that helps farmers who are thinking of getting into ag tourism. And have you seen the interest in getting on farms? Have you seen that growing over the years?
Oh, yes, especially over the last 5 years. We've seen a growth in agricultural tourism. Young families are millennials who are in their, now they're between 35 and 40, and they have their children anywhere from kindergarten to third grade. They want to get out in nature. They want to show their children where their food comes from. They want to get into a, out to a working farm. Yes, because they want to unplug from the computer, from the laptop, from the iPad, and they want to go out and enjoy nature.
Right. Well, whether you're a visitor or a farmer, I would suspect that things are not only interesting now because it's the beginning of the growing season, but because of now businesses opening up after COVID-19. So is there some guidance on how to reopen your ag tourism activity given COVID-19? Is there some place where we can go for some of that information too?
Yes. We work and receive all of our information from the CDC and the Wisconsin Business Development Corporation, as well as DADCAP. DADCAP has tremendous information and links on their website what to do. You know, because some of our members are in our rural economy, rural areas, offer the restaurants, the eating, the breweries, the wineries, they have to follow certain procedures, and that's all offered through the Wisconsin EDC, Economic Development Corporation. Missy Hughes is the secretary for that.
So are there links to that on the WADA website?
I know that if you look at our Facebook page, I know that we have been, because it's timely and it changes frequently, that we put a lot of information on the Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism website page, and I know I've posted those links there.
Great. All right, so that if you're a farmer looking to get into agritourism, or you're already involved in those activities and need to understand, how do I reopen after this amazing spring with COVID-19, make a point of going to the Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association Facebook page and also take a look at their website. Just Google Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association, and you'll find loads of information there. Again, if you're thinking of getting into ag tourism, one of the things that you get by becoming a association member is a listing on their website so that people can find you, which is a really important thing. If you build it, they will come, but only if they know that you're there. So this is a very, very helpful service. Sheila, thank you once again for being part of our show.
Thank you, Sylvia. Have a fabulous day.
You bet. And next time, we have a third conversation with Sheila coming up where we actually speak more to the general public. What should you be looking for? What can you find in the way of farms to visit?
Visit my website, bronxtobarn.com, to download this and past interviews, to learn about my farm, and to reserve 100% grass-fed beef. We deliver to Minneapolis and St. Paul, Minnesota. Thanks.